You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I will be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the best way to use food to reduce the size of thyroid nodules. Let's face it, when we find any unusual lump or bump anywhere on our bodies, it will ring major alarm bells. Yet, almost 50% of people with thyroid diseases like Hashimoto's disease or hypothyroidism have thyroid nodules. Fortunately, the majority of cases are benign. And the good news is, with the proper treatment and, surprisingly, the right diet, you can help shrink many of these benign nodules. In this episode, we'll discuss thyroid nodules and some tips on the best foods to shrink them. Let's start by talking about thyroid nodules themselves. Thyroid nodules are lumps that develop on your thyroid, and they can be either solid or fluid-filled. Most thyroid nodules are benign, meaning they don't cause any symptoms and aren't problematic. Only about 5% of thyroid nodules are cancerous. However, because there's a risk that a nodule may be cancerous, every nodule should be evaluated by your healthcare provider. Most thyroid nodules don't cause symptoms, but in some instances, symptoms of thyroid nodules can include difficulty swallowing or breathing, or the feeling of fullness, pain, or pressure in your throat or neck. Some people may experience rapid unintended weight loss, feelings of nervousness, or an irregular heartbeat. You may not even know you have a thyroid nodule until your doctor feels your thyroid. To examine your thyroid, the doctor will place a finger gently on the nape of your neck and feel the area where the thyroid is located. It's usually in this exam that nodules are discovered. However, some people find them on their own as well. Sometimes nodules become so large they're quite visible. They can even press on your airway or esophagus, making it difficult to breathe or swallow. Additionally, some nodules may produce extra thyroid hormones. These types of nodules can cause hyperthyroid symptoms. When it comes to cancerous nodules, again, they are rare, but they are often slow-growing, and it's difficult to diagnose without testing to confirm or rule out cancer. Although rare, aggressive nodules can grow quickly and are firm and fixed to the thyroid. What causes thyroid nodules? There are several reasons why a person may develop a thyroid nodule. One reason is normal tissue overgrowth. For reasons we're not quite sure of, you can experience non-cancerous tissue overgrowth in specific organs. In the thyroid, it's called a thyroid adenoma. Usually, it only becomes problematic if it bothers you because it's too large or noticeable, or it's compressing surrounding tissues. Another cause of nodules is chronic inflammation of the thyroid. Nodules can appear in people with Hashimoto's, an autoimmune condition that causes chronic inflammation of the thyroid gland. Another cause of nodules is a thyroid cyst. A cyst is a fluid-filled cavity that often shows up after a thyroid adenoma begins to break down. These cysts are usually non-cancerous. Another cause of a thyroid nodule is goiter. Any enlargement in the thyroid gland is referred to as goiter, and it may be due to a thyroid disorder or an iodine deficiency. Sometimes people develop a multinodal goiter with multiple distinct nodules, and the cause remains unclear. Another cause of nodules, iodine deficiency. Iodine deficiency is now quite rare in most developed countries because of iodized salt. Still, there are people who are not getting enough iodine in their diet and can develop nodules. And finally, another cause of nodules is thyroid cancer. Nodules that are large and hard or painful or growing very quickly are a more worrisome sign that could potentially point to thyroid cancer. What testing is needed to rule out cancerous thyroid nodules? Because there's always a risk of cancer when there is a thyroid nodule, your doctor should order a series of diagnostic tests to rule out the possibility of cancer. This is especially important if you have a positive family history of thyroid cancer or you have a history of radiation exposure, because those are factors that can increase your risk. Your doctor should perform several diagnostic tests to rule out cancer in any nodules that show up on your thyroid. Some of these diagnostic tests include a physical exam where your doctor will palpate your thyroid to feel for any abnormal growths or lumps, thyroid function tests, which measure your thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH level, and your thyroid hormones T3 and T4. Thyroid antibody testing is also valuable for diagnosing autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's that can cause inflammation. An ultrasound can also show what your thyroid looks like and help identify if the lumps are cysts, solid, or if multiple nodules are present. A fine needle biopsy can withdraw cells from the nodule to be tested for cancer. A thyroid scan is another method of evaluating nodules, which uses radioactive iodine and a special camera to see if a thyroid nodule is producing excess thyroid hormone, which usually means it's non-cancerous. Now let's look at some of the ways to shrink thyroid nodules with your diet. First, the appropriate medical treatment for nodules really depends on the type of thyroid nodule that you have. Sometimes the answer is simply to observe it, to just watch and wait. However, as most nodules are benign, and many are due to chronic inflammation from diseases like Hashimoto's, most people do benefit from dietary measures to reduce inflammation. And certainly if you're hypothyroid due to Hashimoto's, this is going to all be in addition to thyroid medication, which is usually prescribed to help your body maintain adequate thyroid hormone levels. So, specific approaches to shrinking thyroid nodules with your diet? Well, it starts with testing for nutritional deficiencies. You'll want to address any of these deficiencies by first checking your iodine, selenium, and vitamin D levels. Ironically, too much iodine can be just as problematic in Hashimoto's as too little iodine, so you definitely want to find the right balance with that essential mineral. If you have any nutritional deficiencies, you will want to correct those with nutrient-dense foods and supplements. Next, you're going to want to eliminate any inflammatory foods from your diet. Foods that trigger inflammation are going to differ from person to person. Still, there are some common dietary triggers that many people with Hashimoto's experience, and they include gluten, high-fat dairy, and processed and packaged foods. Many people with Hashimoto's can benefit from the paleo or autoimmune protocol diets. The autoimmune protocol diet, specifically, also known as the AIP diet, can be beneficial if you're trying to figure out what you can tolerate and what causes your symptoms to flare up. In general, your thyroid nodules will not typically shrink if your diet is continuing to contribute to inflammation in your body and in your thyroid gland. Sometimes it's really easy to get caught up in what we shouldn't eat. However, a simple shift in your mindset can have some significant benefits for your thyroid health. There's no diet or specific supplement that's going to completely cure your thyroid disease for the most part, but a well-rounded diet that is rich in wholesome foods and that involves lots of vegetables and healthy proteins and really focuses on overall health and well-being is really going to be the ideal. Here are some of the best foods you can think about to shrink thyroid nodules and improve thyroid inflammation. First, foods high in zinc and B vitamins, including spinach, cashews, lamb, grass-fed beef, chicken, eggs, mushrooms, and asparagus. Next is foods that are high in selenium, like Brazil nuts, sunflower seeds, cashews, spinach, halibut, salmon, and oats. And the third is foods rich in vitamin D, like egg yolks, mushrooms, certain fish like tuna, mackerel, and salmon. You can also consider adding in supplements. There are some specific supplements that may help shrink your thyroid nodules. For example, a combination of spirulina, curcumin, and boswellia helped reduce the size of benign thyroid nodules. A research study was conducted and the authors concluded that it was likely a combination of the antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects of these three supplements that helped shrink the nodules in the participants that were studied. Similarly, ashwagandha may also improve thyroid function by decreasing inflammation. So, each of us is unique and we all have our individual needs, and there really is no one-size-fits-all approach to treating a thyroid condition, including thyroid nodules. So Paloma Health recommends before adding any supplements or making significant changes to your diet, you want to consult your thyroid doctor and ideally a thyroid knowledgeable nutritionist. And remember that diet is not a cure-all for thyroid disease, but it is an essential component to managing your condition and improving your overall health and well-being. So that's it for today's episode. Here's a quick FYI. All of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, you can get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can all be found in our show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.